Do you remember these when they were in the charts, Alan?
Oh, I do, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, you do, yeah. Well, I do remember them, but I was only 13 when this
I think I've got a few years on you, Mikey, yeah.
Now, this is Alan from St. Francis Hospice.
Morning.
And we're going to sit and have a chat about... for some reason or another, this has got under my skin. I just love it, to be honest.
You do, don't you?
I do love it. It's the Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest.
It is, and Vintage Market.
Now, you were saying that Ford are actually... they produced one car in just one colour only.
Yeah, so we've got a huge variety of cars coming along, but it's the, I've got to get this right, the Mark 1 Focus RS, if you're into fast Fords.
Right.
And they only ever did it in a certain metallic blue. Mm. And it's going to be the biggest number of Mark 1 Focus RSs you will ever see anywhere. They're pushing for over 200 cars, and they'll all be the same colour, apart from one which might be white, I think.
But. Now, this is really spooky. And I'm not joking now. Could you get up and look out the window at that metallic blue Ford Focus that's just poking its bonnet around the corner? You see it?
I see it, Mikey, yes.
Is that one?
It's very similar.
That's mine.
But I think the others are a little bit faster.
That's faster. Yeah, that's faster. That's a diesel version. But is that the colour? And
no, it's not quite the colour. Oh, but it's very, it's very similar, Mikey.
I thought this was a really spooky situation, but then nothing. So tell us more about the Classic Car and Bike
Fest. I mean, we expect there'll be probably between 400 and 500 cars and bikes there. We're getting very close to 400 at the moment.
Wow.
It's a great day for car and bike nuts, but it's also a great day for all of the family because we've got the vintage market, the vintage retro market, which has got bigger and bigger each year and has been really popular. We've got a market for some of the car people as well. We've got children's entertainment. We've got live music. The 501s, who were brilliant last year, are coming back to do another set. We've got the Hornchurch Jive Bombers coming along to dance and to get some audience participation if you fancy a dance with them. So it's just a good fun day for all the family, and it will be the biggest ever show we've done of this sort.
Every year it gets bigger.
It does get bigger, yeah.
You've only got a certain amount of land over at Dunton. You do know that, don't
we
you?
We have, yes. I mean, it's great. Fords are really generous. They give us the site. It's at Ford's Technical Centre at Dunton, as you know, Mikey, off the 127. It's a great site. We can fit lots of people in, plenty of parking, and it's on Sunday the 3rd of September, so just over 4 weeks away.
So when did you actually start doing this once a year?
This is year six, and interestingly, for the first year... It was a smallish scale thing. We thought we'd be lucky if we made a few hundred pounds. It did better than we expected. And this year, over the whole 6 years, we expect to break £100,000 being raised. And that's
really?
All for patient care at St. Francis Hospice. And I know a lot of the Phoenix listeners are supporters of St. Francis. So our target is to break £100,000. And I'm pretty confident we can do that this year.
Now, I remember years and years ago, I was driving back down the A127. And I've probably told you this story before, from a radio station that I worked in Southend. And I remember looking across, seeing all the guys, what the hell is going on there? Now, that must have been your first year.
It probably was the first year, yeah. And we had a good number of cars there that year, but it's just got bigger and bigger ever since, yeah.
Alan, this is huge. It really is. And if you haven't seen this, you have no idea what we're talking about here. It's acres and acres of cars and... It's just everything, live entertainment.
It is, yeah. No, it's a really good fun day out. And so we expect it to be big. I mean, what we're really looking for, 3rd of September, put it in your diary or on your smartphone now. But what we're really looking for in the next few days is it's your last chance to book in your car or bike. If you want to display it, officially entries close today, but we're going to squeeze a few more days out of it. Particularly if you mention you heard it on Phoenix, then we'll probably close it next week. So if you've got a car or a bike to enter, get in quick because there is a limited number we can accept. And also, if you've got a vintage or retro stall or craft stall you want to come along, and I'll give you the contact details, but talk to the St. Francis events team and we'll get you booked in. If you've got car-related stall, you want to come and sell some stuff to all of the hundreds or thousands of people that will be there, then let us know and we'll try and sort it out for you.
I noticed from this, incorporating the Mark 1 Focus SRS and Escort Cosworth.
That's the blue ones.
Anniversary meets.
Yes. Yeah, it's the 15th anniversary of the Focus, and it's the 25th anniversary of the Escort Cosworth. So if you're into fast Fords of the, what would that be, the 90s,
wouldn't it? They were quick.
They were quick, and there will be, again, a huge number of those on display.
There was one, I can't remember what one it was now, they had to put a spoiler on the back.
Because
it kept slipping. The back was that's how quick this car was. They had to put the spoiler to put some pressure on the
back.
And
you can tell the really smart ones on the day if you come along, because they'll have mirrors underneath the car so you can see how clean they look underneath.
See, I don't know how these people do that. They must spend all their time in the garage.
It's not for me, Mikey.
No,
but some people love it.
And also, some of you pop the engine and everything's chrome.
Oh, yes, yes. Immaculate.
Yeah. Shocking. You do look at this and go, that's never been started up. That's never, ever been started up, that car. How can you drive a car like
that? I love looking at nice cars, but they are for driving, really. So
I love it. Yeah. I love driving a car. I really do. Yeah. So public entry on the day is £5.
Yep, you don't need to book. If you're coming along on the day, just turn up. £5 entry, under 12s free. So if you want to book a car or a stall, then probably get in quick, really. If you go on the website, you can make a booking on the website, which is www.sfh.org.uk. You can ring the events team on 01708 771 431. That's the events team at St Francis Hospice. And you can email them on events@sfh.org.uk. But get in touch quickly if you want to be part of it, because it's going to be a huge day and we wouldn't want you to miss out.
And all the profits raised goes to St Francis Hospice.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll raise, you know, I'm positively thinking £20,000 to £25,000 from it this year. Yeah. And all of that money will go directly to St Francis.
Fantastic.
We've got arrangements with people like Ford who give us the site free. Yeah. We've got various people that will donate things on the day, so for the raffle and various prizes. We've got some local businesses that support all the trophies. So so we really try and keep the cost to an absolute minimum. And we want all of that money to go to St Francis.
Well, Alan, you're welcome to come on any time you want. Anything we can do to help St Francis, we'll be more than pleased to do.
Okay.
Because you do a fantastic job, you really do.
And I'll just say, the oldest car so far we'd like to beat this is a 1928 Marmon, which I'd never heard of. But
Marmon.
If you've got something older than 1928, we'd love to see it. So bring that along as well.
Oh, my word. So what's that? It's 90 years.
It's a
years.
Sort of, yeah, sort 89 of years Cadillac old. Type thing. It looks a bit gangsterish, I think.
Oh, but, does it?
Yeah. So look, if anybody's interested, Google 1928 Marmon. Marmon.
Marmon. I'll have a look at that in a minute, to be honest with you. Well, Alan, thanks for coming on. Anything we can do, you're more than welcome to come back on the show and tell us just before you do the event. Come on again.
Yeah, and I know the Phoenix listeners, we get a lot of them coming along, so it'll be great to see you there.
Fantastic, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Mikey.